Injured war veterans help cut the ribbon outside the doors of the Wounded Warrior Barracks at the Bethesda Naval Medical Center. Admiral Matt Nathan, commander of the center, says here the wounded will be able to eat, relax, and get ready to go home.
And that's what this facility is all about, giving them a world-class hoteling, barracks, basically home environment where they feel comfortable, they feel as independent as possible, and they feel respected by the military and by the American people.
Over the next 2 weeks, Nathan says, nearly all of the staff and patients at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington will come here.
We anticipate probably about 200 people from Walter Reed who live on their campus now coming over here to join those who live on this campus already. And then we estimate anywhere between 50 to 100 inpatients at Walter Reed being transported over here. And then staff-wise, we estimate about 1,000 to 2,000 folks over the next 2 weeks who are now working at Walter Reed to come over here and start working with us at this base.
Then Walter Reed will shut its doors. The construction and move are dictated by the 2005 Base Realignment and Closure Law. The military has spent more than $1 billion. The barracks hold residential suites with queen-size beds, computers, and wheelchair-accessible sinks for more than 300 patients. Across the street, a brand new fitness center has a pool, fitness studios, and a gym with an inside running track. Nathan says patients offered suggestions on the design.
And we made some changes as a result of wounded warriors coming over here and saying, I'd like a bed that's a little bigger or a little smaller. I'd like counters that are a little taller or a little lower. I'd like bathrooms that have this or have that. And so people ask us, is it ADA compliant? And we say it's not only ADA compliant, it's wounded warrior compliant.
At the ribbon cutting, Defense Department Undersecretary of Personnel and Readiness Clifford Stanley took a moment to address the military in attendance.
We have a covenant with you, and our covenant is to care deeply. Our covenant is to take care of you when you're over there, when you're here, and then after you leave here. Our covenant is for life, and this is symbolism of that.
But not everyone is happy about the move from Walter Reed. Army Specialist Jeremy Keel lost part of his left leg in an explosion in Afghanistan.
I'm more of a nostalgic type of a guy. I love history. I love that stuff. So, I mean, Walter Reed, it has a lot of history from all the past wars, and it's a little sad to see it shut down.
Keel says he's glad his doctors will be moving here with him. Plus, he admits, with everything he needs at his fingertips, getting around with a cane and a prosthetic leg will be much easier. It won't be historic, but much more practical. In Bethesda, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.